Ready? Ready? Already the most mature start of I'm so embarrassed with people walking by and being subject to our idiocy at a professional sports stadium. Hello everyone.
To be fair, it's not our problem, it's their problem.
That's true. This isn't an us problem. This is a you problem. People at Salt River Fields are talking. Like, hey, welcome inside. It's a live recorded
welcome outside
edition. Welcome outside. We're outside. We're not inside.
We are sure outside. We are sitting in center field right now at Salt River Fields at Talking Stick.
It is
a nice, beautiful morning here, a Sunday morning in Scottsdale, Arizona. Yeah. Not warm.
No, it is not. Feel tremendously ripped off by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is like winter in the Southwest now. It happens for like 2 weeks in like March.
Yeah.
It just gets cooler and maybe rains a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's just winter now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Winter. This will soon be winter everywhere.
Yes.
Winter, except on the coast, which will be flooded.
Yeah.
Forever. You'll be underwater.
Cannot wait for our Viggo Mortensen hellscape.
Right. Yeah. It'll be great. Yeah. It'll be great. Yeah. Should be fun. hey, a very optimistic start to the latest edition of the Purple Dinosaur Podcast, brought to you by the good folks at purpleroad.com. What episode is this? As I get my phone out to check. This is episode number. Last week we recorded episode number 150 of the Show Before the Show podcast from MILB.com. I just did not acknowledge it at all. This is a little milestone as well. 125.
Really? Wow. Good for us.
So we have made it
in 8 years.
Way too long.
We can make 125 episodes. That is 4 episodes a year.
It's great.
I think my math is right. Yeah.
That's all that anybody needs. You don't need it. It's not regular talk. It's not like they play this sport every day.
No, not at all. Like, you don't need content daily,
no,
guys.
No, idiots. Yeah. So, hey, with that, episode number 125 underway. My name is Tyler Mond.
And I am Anthony Masterson.
And as Anthony noted, we are sitting in beyond center field near the Cold Stone Express and the Verde Grill at Salt River Fields. A talking stick.
Verde Grill.
The Verde Grill. Grill, G-R-I-L-L-E. I feel like that's a little pretentious for a thing that, well, and it's called Verde, which would suggest, oh, there's going to be Mexican food. It says burgers, chicken, pizza, soda.
That's, yeah.
All the food of the locals in Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, go to my taco stand, get me a burger.
Get me a nice chicken sandwich here in the taco stand.
Go down to my taco stand, get me a slice of pizza.
It's going to be great. The first spring training episode in a couple of years. A
few years, since Dave Stewart nearly killed us.
Yes, since Dave Stewart almost murdered us. Yeah. We decided to move the recording of this year's episode away from the front of the D-backs offices, which we did. That was a night game.
It was a night game.
Which is a little strange. Spring training night games are always weird to me.
Yes. I think there's a lot more of them happening.
It seems like this year.
Except for the weekend that I came.
Right.
There was
only
one.
Yeah,
the entire weekend.
Nobody wants to want to make it convenient for you. It's a beautiful day. It's not nearly as warm as I thought it was going to be. I flew in last night. We're recording this on Sunday morning, as
boy,
Anthony
are your
noted.
Arms tired.
And boy, are my arms tired. Folks, got up this morning. First, the stupid GPS took me to the wrong place. So then I ended up at the Airbnb.
Is the GPS stupid, or is you typing in the wrong address?
I knew that. See, the problem with the Phoenix area is there are numbered streets and there are numbered avenues, and those are in Phoenix.
Yes.
But there are also numbered streets and numbered avenues, like in Scottsdale and in Peoria, and everywhere around here has 19 of the same address. So we're staying at this place on North 37th Street. GPS somehow gave me North 37th Avenue, and as I'm driving there, I see a sign on the street pole that says, welcome to Maryvale. And if you are a person who has come to spring training, you will know the reputation that Maryvale has. And the nicest area of town.
Super great.
And I thought to myself, like, am I going to get murdered here? And then I pulled up and realized, like, yeah, there's no way this is the place where I'm actually staying, because we're staying in an apartment, me and Josh Jackson of MILB.com. And it was certainly not an apartment. Me and my big names that I drop like Josh. And so I look it up. And, of course, it took me like 15 minutes in the complete opposite direction of where I needed to go. Not like toward where we're actually staying. So I had like another 25-minute drive. So that was great. But I made it. I made it at like okay, good. It's not. It's a make
it's
fishing great again hat. Fishing I'm okay with making great again. I thought it was a MAGA hat. I saw like a punk-ass 12-year-old kid at DIA last night with a MAGA hat on. I wanted to body slam him into the floor. But I ended up making it. Got to the place where we're staying at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Woke up at 6:45 today. Got down here to Salt River Fields at Talking Stick. Did a couple interviews. Had an extremely awkward moment of interaction.
Oh, yeah.
I'm standing inside Bud Black's office. Met Buddy Black, Warren Miller, the fantastic Rockies senior director of communications. Warren Miller introduces me to Buddy Black, but also in there, some members of, shall we say, the traditional media, at least one of whom we know is not a huge PDP fan. And Buddy proceeds to say, or Warren proceeds to say to Buddy, Tyler on MILB.com. By the way, he's also got a podcast and one of the funniest Twitter accounts out there. And you could just feel, like, the chill in the room of, like, the three other dudes. They're like, oh, it's that one, is it?
Yeah.
So that was uncomfortable.
Yeah, and, you know, to be fair, Warren, his standards must not be very high.
That's true.
As Mike Farron so eloquently
put it today. He did say, like, Julian Valentin level funny, which is, like, the biggest compliment possible.
Because Julian is, like, low-key, just, like, knifes you right there. He's
totally.
So good.
Yeah. By the way, if you weren't married, when you see just like a group of girls at a Rockies game wearing Rockies stuff, don't you want to, like a murder of girls?
Yeah.
Do you want to propose to all of them?
Like immediately?
Wearing Rockies stuff. Like if they're just, because they're not wearing Cubs stuff.
Keeping in mind that my wife is probably going to listen to this.
Right,
absolutely not.
No, but I'm saying if you were not married, had you never met.
Oh, had I never been married.
Had you never met Nicole.
Oh, well then, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right, good. In a hypothetical world.
In a hypothetical world. But it's not hypothetical.
Plus, Anthony goes all tiger mom when it comes to Nicole on social media.
All I'm saying.
So.
The one thing she cares about in this world, even more than
me. Let's explain one fight that we've ever had in our friendship.
Is Arizona
and it
basketball.
Lasted approximately 16 seconds. So I tweeted a terrible joke. We're getting such funny looks.
I know we are. Goddamn.
I tweeted a terrible joke about Sean Miller, the Arizona Wildcats basketball coach. And Anthony responded to it because Arizona was losing. Nicole was not pleased, whatever. But that, alerted Nicole to the fact that I had made a joke. And then Nicole got involved.
First of all.
But I had not tagged Nicole. I did not instigate with Nicole.
She was in the other room because she was that angry. And then she saw the tweet. And she thought it was me.
Oh, nice.
First of all.
Nice.
So I was.
Just
not,
do what I do. The
I
ones that make mad,
that
just blame on the other person.
Oh, trust me. I do that.
That's
all
what
time.
I was going to say to Buddy. That's what I was going to say to Buddy is like the funny ones are all me. The ones that make everyone mad are Anthony. But I didn't.
And I say the same thing about you.
Okay.
So,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So I'm just saying I did not want to incur that wrath more than I was already incurring.
These guys got some good pizza from the taco stand.
Taco stand pizza?
Tacos. I'm going to go down to the taco stand and get myself a nice penne bolognese today. we had a tiff. I got a furious text from Anthony and then thought he was joking. Because nothing goes well over Twitter or text.
No.
When you're two people who have just... The thing that Anthony and I do when we see each other for the first time in a long time, we pretend to sneak up behind each other and slit each other's throats. And then the other one has to mime.
And what happened today? I caught you.
You did. You did. I was very disappointed. I was very disappointed I did not get there. And then the other one dying has to mime blood spurting out of their neck. It's a very mature way to greet each other.
Very much adults. We are in our 30s.
We're getting extremely weird looks from everyone. And I was just miming blood spurting out of my neck because that guy walked by with his two young children. This is somehow, I don't know, we've made like a career field out of things like this. But anyway.
What the hell's wrong with us?
So I have no idea. Absolutely no idea. Then I said something to Anthony and I said, wait, are you serious right now? And he said, about what? And I said, I don't know. Can we just go back to joking?
Like,
and it was over.
Yeah.
And it was good. But
R.I.P. our one fight.
R.I.P. forever. That one day. Put it up on the board. Rockies Giants today here at Salt River Fields of Talking Stick. One cool thing, Jonah Arenado is on the travel roster of the San Francisco Giants today. So he will be in the house as his brother, who you may have heard of, named Nolan. He plays third base for the Rockies.
Big prospect.
That is a terrible bootleg jersey that guy has on. That Brandon Crawford jersey. He has like see-through sleeves. What are those?
Looks
like a wedding gown.
This is like a thing that happens in England where you see like people – like grown men going into like stores doing like routine, like going to the supermarket and stuff.
Full
like
kit hipsters, isn't that what they call them?
Full kit wankers,
right? It's hoopsters.
Yeah,
check out that effing hoopster.
Where they're wearing like you know the entire jersey with the shorts and like the shin pads
that I don't
and the socks,
get at all.
And they wear it out while they're like going to the bank.
Right? Yeah, exactly. You know?
And that guy was very much
kit
wanker.
He had the socks on. He has like these Argyle pattern giant socks, and he's wearing a Brandon Crawford obviously bootleg jersey tucked into bright orange shorts. shorts.
Yeah.
What is that dude doing?
What is his endgame here?
There's been an epidemic of bootleg jerseys, and it's all thanks to Alibaba, that Chinese retail giant.
Yeah.
They sell bootleg jerseys for super cheap. So people buy these jerseys.
I definitely have some. Yeah.
But they're terrible looking, I guess, to nerds like us who know what the real ones are supposed to look like. I guess if you don't care, fine. You got a jersey for $19.99. But they just, God, they're so bad. That one, that like the sleeves were made out of like a prom gown. I don't know what was going on
there.
We didn't do like any prep for this show before.
Clearly, we talked for 20 minutes and haven't even mentioned baseball.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah. I don't even know what we were going to talk about. We're basically, the entire premise of the show was, we're at spring training together.
And?
I don't know. I guess we'll talk about something baseball related.
Well, so I got to see the Rockies play yesterday at Maryvale.
Yes.
Maryvale, great ballpark.
Maryvale is a great ballpark.
Chris Chrisman was right. I'm going to renovate the entire thing this year, after this season, I guess. But
Maryvale gets a bad reputation.
When you're there and you're not in the neighborhood, it's very nice, very quaint.
Yeah.
Prices cost normal spring training prices.
Right.
Like
everything
here is like, lately in the last couple of years, everything has become new in Phoenix, which is great, but also the prices have gone up astronomically.
Right.
But like Maryvale, like, hey, you can get a beer for $6. You can get a hot dog for $5. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh,
yeah, exactly.
It's almost real
nice.
World prices.
Yeah, Maryvale gets a bad reputation because the area around the ballpark is not the nicest. And thankfully, I'm not actually staying there as I thought I was. But the ballpark is great, and it's just kind of like a no-frills. What it actually really reminds me of is Tucson Electric Park, which is where the D-backs and the White Sox used to host their spring training. But it's great. I like Maryvale a lot. And people just, like, I think because of the area, everybody's like, oh, stay away from Maryvale. If you want to go to, like, an old-school kind of spring training feeling atmosphere, Maryvale is probably the place to go.
And now that I've been, I think only the new Cubs Park is the last one to check out the list for me.
Which is cool.
Yeah,
I will say. Sloan Park is very cool, but it's, you know, I mean, it's the Cubs.
You're full of Cubs fans then.
Yeah,
no
exactly. If you're going to be around Cubs fans, like, you can do that in Denver.
Yeah, you know, the one piece of note that I wanted to bring up today, because I think it was one of
from our one fight, RIP.
Yes, one of our favorite traditional media members, I should say, was answering some questions yesterday, and he made just the casual allusion that Ryan McMahon is going to start the season in AAA. I don't think anybody had even thought that was going to be an option. And it's not like Ryan McMahon has had a poor spring.
No.
He had a nice double left center field gap yesterday. He's been playing first base pretty much the entire spring.
Yeah.
But he was saying that it's going to be Desmond at first, Parra in left, and sending down McMahon definitely, and maybe David Dahl in AAA to begin the season, which that seemed to come out of nowhere, no?
Yeah, I was caught very off guard by that, to the point that I thought, like, is somebody feeding this dude a line to try to throw everybody off the trail of what the opening day roster is going to be?
I could see that for sure.
I don't understand that. If that's the move, why is that? What else? Ryan McMahon has nothing else to prove at the AAA level.
No.
Ryan McMahon hit, like, .375 at Albuquerque. Now, I mean, the things that he does need still to work on are being a legitimate major league first baseman with the ability to move around and play in other positions. But how's he going to do that if you send him back to Albuquerque?
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
And the one part that even I saw yesterday, he had a couple of plays at first base where he just didn't quite swipe a tag down.
Yeah.
What turned out to be a four-run inning. You know, he missed a pickoff throw coming over to first base. But that kind of stuff. Yeah, he's not a polished first baseman. We know that, though. We were expecting that coming into the season. You want his bat in the lineup.
Right.
I don't think you necessarily are dying to get Ian Desmond's bat in the lineup.
Nah.
I know you have to because of the money you're paying
him.
But I think you can play him in left field and have Parra be your fourth outfielder.
Yeah.
Especially since Cargo's not quite game ready
yet.
I mean, he's got, 10 days to become game ready? Which, you know, I know he's Carlos Gonzalez. I know he's been working out. I know he's a veteran.
Right.
But, you know, it's okay to have Parra ready to go for
you can bring him along slowly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just don't understand the and Ryan Freemeyer, our buddy, put it on Twitter yesterday, like, why would you be a team that's all, we can contend right now, and then go into opening day not starting David Dahl, not starting Ryan McMahon, not starting Raimel Tapia? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I mean, it's the point that they're trying to make is that they want to be a veteran team without any rookie holes in the lineup initially.
Right.
And, I mean, that's got to be what it is in a lot of ways, because if they're built to win, you think you have to be built to win with veterans. You bring up rookies mid-season if you need them. But that also probably means that the Rockies will not be putting their best 25 on the field on opening day.
Yeah, which is a very frustrating way to start the season. I don't know. I don't know if I believe it. Ryan also had a had a Twitter poll today. How many of these three will be starting on opening day? Ryan McMahon, David Zalrym, El Tapia, 0, 1, 2, or 3. The lion's share of votes had gone to 1, which is frustrating. I don't think Ramel Tapia in any conversation was working his way into a starting job to get this season underway. But, I mean, if you're not – I don't know. David Dahl – it hasn't been the most glamorous spring, but like you know what David Dahl can be.
And he's picking it up lately.
Yeah,
nice yesterday. Some nice plays in the field.
Spring. Yeah. I don't. Yeah, I just don't. I don't get it. And I do somewhat understand the standpoint of we don't want any you know big slumps right out of the gate. Like we can't afford that with young players. Can bring them along more slowly. Yeah, I guess. But like if Ian Desmond is the trade off there, like is that. Is that your best option?
He did take Shohei Ohtani deep twice.
In the same inning.
That was something.
I really thought that was wrong. I thought that I was like, there's no way. Bob Nightingale typed this in incorrectly. There's absolutely no way that this is correct.
But hey, you know, power to him. I mean,
listen, I guess.
I'm fully on the side that Ian Desmond will not possibly be as bad this year as he was last year.
Right. Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah, I fully think he's gonna have a very, very fine season.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't want him necessarily to be the starting first baseman if they can help it.
Right.
Now, I know I get that from the standpoint, too, that Ryan McMahon, he hasn't really hit lefties that well, and so you don't necessarily want to have a platoon guy. But if you have a guy like McMahon who is hitting so well against right-handed pitching, he's got the stroke to play well at Coors Field you know, with the gap power that he has. He can pull the ball out of the ballpark. I don't see why you wouldn't at least want to have that guy on your roster initially.
Yeah.
Like I don't think having him up for a month, even if he doesn't get the most consistent playing time, is a bad thing.
Right, exactly. No, I would completely agree with that. By the way, it's like a little bit breezy, and I am not paid to do this podcast, so I'm not monitoring how the wind sounds and the microphone, so our apologies if it sounds windy. It's windy, so just deal with it.
Yep.
I don't know. It's a little strange. One dude who I think has been a tremendously pleasant surprise, and he said this to me today in the fact that he has stuck around camp for this long. He said, maybe a little bit longer than I thought. Brendan Rodgers has been fantastic. Yep. Brendan Rodgers hitting just a little bit under 300. He's got three homers. There is still a lot the Rockies want to see from Brendan Rodgers in terms of his work defensively at second base and at third base they're going to mix in this year. But Brendan Rodgers is he's coming along the exact way you thought Brendan Rodgers was coming along. What I would like to see from Brendan Rodgers is a season in which he plays 125-plus games.
Yeah. I really thought it was kind of fascinating with terms of Rodgers this year is that this spring they're putting him at second base.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting Garrett Hampson at short.
Yeah.
That means that this team is quite high on Garrett Hampson.
Yeah.
And so am I. Of course, I've talked to this a lot on the podcast. He's a Long Beach State guy. The last time I was doing Long Beach State baseball play-by-play, he was the starting shortstop for that team.
Right.
Great all-around player, contributor, person, not a power guy, but can wield the bat very, very well, play
runs
a very
well.
Solid defense,
yeah.
Runs very well as well. Super good sacrifice bunter.
Okay,
so
good.
So
you know, the new minor league extra innings rule.
Exactly.
It's a big thing these days.
Well, that's why if you're going to Long Beach State, you better be good at laying down sack bunts.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that he's being asked to play different positions and is showing up the way that we thought he would. Now, he has no chance to break camp with the big club.
Right.
He's going to start it in probably not double A, probably triple A, I'm assuming.
Could be.
Considering he has had enough work here this spring, I can't imagine they wouldn't want him that far from Denver if they can help it.
Right.
But I think he's about to that point in his development where I think he should be starting the year in AAA and hoping for the best.
Yeah. And I think one of the things – I was talking with Zach Wilson, Rockies player development director today, and Zach said that in part the reason why they're confident – playing Brendan Rodgers at second, trying him at third, is he's good at short. They already know he's good at short. He's not learning a whole lot more at short. He doesn't need to prove himself there. He's a very good shortstop and instinctively is a very good shortstop. He said when the Rockies got him out of high school, they kind of could see that already, that he was a guy who knew how to play shortstop at the professional level. And so when you have that confidence and you don't really need to see any more in a certain spot from a certain guy, then you can test him other places. But I think it's cool because I think the Rockies are – Garrett Hampson got a lot of time last year at second base as well, alongside Brendan Rodgers. They kind of flip-flop some. Ryan McMahon obviously has played almost every position in the entire infield. I like this positional versatility and
– versatility.
Versatility. We got one of the buzzwords on the board today. But another thing that Zach said, and I asked him, is this a new – thing in baseball, or is this going to be a cyclical thing? I mean, we heard Ben Zobrist was kind of the guy who set the template for that, the Royals and the Cubs over the last few years. Right. Yeah. You can play anywhere. You can do anything. And I asked Zach, is that something that is going to be a mainstay in baseball from now on, or is this a cyclical thing and guys will go back to just being specialists in one position? And he said, I can only speak for our organization, but the thing that's different with us is we carry eight guys in the bullpen. So if we're only going to have four players on the bench on any given day, we need guys that can do multiple things. And I like that the Rockies are ahead of the curve on that. I like that they haven't been wasting time in this. And, all right, we'll get Ryan McMahon to the big leagues. We'll test him out at first base a little bit. He hasn't done it before. We'll try to have him learn it at the highest level, maybe like Ian Desmond. But I like that about where they are right now. And I think it's cool they've done that with top prospects. They haven't just been moving filler guys around. They've been trying it with McMahon, with Rogers, with all these talented guys.
Tony Wolters can catch and play the infield.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need that often.
Right.
But at the same time, it's something that he can do, which is
okay. I always like those days when Tony Wolters just randomly ends up at short.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Okay.
Didn't he start this game catching? So the Rockies are headed into a Sunday matinee with the San Francisco Giants today. Again, we'll come back to a tweet that Brian Kilpatrick had, our good pal from Purple Row, earlier in this offseason, in which I think it was after the trade for Evan Longoria, in which Brian said, I am very much here for the San Francisco Giants, thinking they don't need a rebuild.
Yeah.
I don't get this team.
They're basically opening up their window for this year.
Right, and that's,
and that's it.
And then they're killing themselves beyond this year.
Yes.
That's the thing. Like, Christian Arroyo is gone. Tyler Beede, a good prospect but hasn't broken through yet, was
Kyle
not
Crick,
very successful at AAA. Kyle Crick, another guy. This is a team that, like, had prospects for a while. They've got nothing now in that system. And if it doesn't work this year, as a gentleman walks by us wearing an Evan Longoria Rays jersey for some reason, if it doesn't work this year, like, you sold out in order to try to cash in on the even year karma
for
what?
For
what? I don't get it.
No, and
I don't get it.
And after this year, Madison Bumgarner's got one more club option for $12 million, which he's been the biggest bargain in baseball the last 5 years. You know, and after that, he's a free agent.
Yep.
And he's still very young, and you're already paying Jeff Samardzija and Johnny Cueto each like $90 million.
Right.
So what's your plan here?
Tim Lincecum's making another comeback.
Yeah,
maybe he could be the guy.
Maybe
Matt Cain out of an early retirement.
What is your end game here, San Francisco?
I don't understand this ploy.
Right now, you have a higher payroll than the Dodgers, who you finished 40 games back of last year.
I mean, that's the thing. It's not like you were a couple tweaks away from making it last year.
No.
Like, this wasn't a division that you lost by six games. You were the worst.
Like, I know Bumgarner missed a good chunk of time. I get that. But even a healthy Bumgarner, you'd be 33 games back.
Right,
of the
Dodgers. Exactly. my only, I guess, approach at trying to conceive of what the hell the Giants are doing right now, the Rockies are obviously on the window of some very good baseball. They opened it up last year with a postseason appearance. It seems like you're entering an era in which the Rockies are going to have 3 to 5 years of very good baseball. The San Diego Padres are right behind them. The Padres have a loaded system, really, really talented guys coming up.
And
they spent money this
offseason.
They're going for it. The Dodgers obviously are going to be the Dodgers. And I don't know if anybody really knows what the hell the D-backs are doing, because at this stage, Zach Greinke is throwing like 84 miles an hour.
But they also have a lot of young, controllable, great starting pitching. Zach Godley, Taiwan Walker.
Braden Shipley was just optioned today, but still.
Yeah. I mean, Robbie Ray's been arguably.
Sorry, I had to do that. They're both Coors, by the way.
Yes, they are.
Of course.
And Robbie Ray's been arguably the best pitcher in the National League in the last 2 years.
Remember Shelby Miller?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if he ever
Remember Shelby Miller.
He ever comes back again, they still have him, you know, for better or worse.
So my only thought is that the Giants are looking at that and thinking, all right, 2019 to 2021, we already didn't have a window.
All these other
teams are coming on. Why don't we try it in 2018, blow the whole thing up if it doesn't work, and start rebuilding with an eye on 2021, 22, that type of thing.
Hey, whatever.
I guess.
Because you handcuffed yourself for so many years.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to look at us saying, like, oh, you handcuffed yourself. You won three World Series in 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Really tough for us to really throw stones here. But, yeah, that has to be the reason.
Right.
Because everybody else in the National League West is really trying to win.
Yeah.
And win going forward.
Right.
The Giants trying to win in 2018, and that's it.
Very strange. So it's going to be an interesting year to watch for the old San Francisco Giants. Man, that kid is not happy.
That kid is not happy. Did you hear what we were saying about the Giants?
Not at all, please.
Oh, boy. He definitely heard me talk about the Giants.
Sometimes, like last night, I was flying down, and I was seated next to these two little kids, these adorable kids, who their mom and their other siblings were sitting in the row in front of us at Southwest, so I grabbed a window seat. They sat next to me, and the kid who sat next to me was like me at that age. Like, he got on wearing his youth baseball hat, yep, and he's like reading a little kid's book, and he just seemed like the coolest little kid ever. Probably like 6, and his brother next to him was probably 4, and they were adorable and they were well behaved. And I was like, you know what, someday is gonna be super cool to like have kids and take them down to spring training. It's gonna be great. But then we have him. See if we can hear this kid.
We're horrible people. We're the worst people in the world. Hey guys, quick.
Listen to this kid's agony.
Let's see if we can hear this kid cry more. God, we're such garbage humans.
But it's just like, those are the moments where I'm like, yeah, maybe it's not the worst thing that I don't have yet.
Oh boy.
I don't know if I'm ready to deal with that yet. Somebody just walked up to him and said, Tim Lincecum's never going to make it. And he was not pleased.
This closer experiment's a sham. He's got nothing left.
Oh my God. Clayton Kershaw's better than Madison Bumgarner has ever been. So you're my an hour Colorado Rockies.
This one thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, spring training stats are what they are.
Right. Meaningless for the most part.
For the most part, yes. Now, the Rockies starting pitching, all the young kids have not really performed that well this spring. At what point do you think, like, do you want to see, like, maybe I want to see them get through 4 innings giving up 1 run?
The last week.
That's pretty much it.
The last week. I want to see, because the thing that people, I think it's 80% this way and 20% used as a crutch. But in spring training, dudes really legitimately are, quote unquote, working on stuff.
Working on their changeup.
Working on their secondary things. Yeah. They're working on something new in their delivery. Maybe they're trying out an entirely new pitch. Some guys do that.
Right.
That is used. I think it's also a very convenient thing that you can have in your back pocket as like, oh, no, don't worry. They're just working on things. They're
not actually terrible. Today, yeah.
Right. But I think the last outing, preferably the last 2 outings of the spring, but the last outing of the spring is when you really got to strap it up. And you got to make sure, like, you're locked in. This is the type of arsenal that you're going to be working with in the season. Delivery is good. It's compact. It's repeatable. You're feeling okay about where you are going into a season. That's what I want to see. But I do understand the concern of, like, oh, man, it's the middle of March, and they haven't gotten it figured out yet. I get that, especially because opening day is so early this year.
Yeah, March 29th. We got, I think, 11 days from now.
Yeah,
today's the 18th. My goodness.
So I get that, but I would say don't panic just yet, anybody. It's there's still some time to get things figured out. But yeah, it hasn't been glorious as of yet.
No.
Although it's been better than Shohei Ohtani's been.
Yeah, hey, that's the very least. Like, the Colorado Rockies better than Shohei.
Better
Ohtani.
Than Shohei Ohtani.
That's the 2018 motto. Generation.
Ian Desmond is now the contractual owner of Shohei Ohtani's career.
Yeah.
Apparently. But yeah, no, I would say these next 10 days are pretty big. I mean, that's when you really start to see, this is when you got to lock in. You got to make sure that you're ready to go for the season.
I would love to see John Gray go through 5 innings, strike out 8 batters, and give up 1 run.
Yeah.
That'd be great. You know, that kind of thing.
Right, exactly. And that at least gives you confidence of like, all right, now they're ready to go. Because it's not just a physical thing. You want to make sure that mentally, with an early opening day and all that type of stuff, like, yeah, you know that this is on the table and this is coming up right now.
Yeah, like yesterday, Antonio Senzatella, who may or may not be in the rotation at the beginning of the year, we're not really quite sure yet, but, you know, he was pitching all right against the Brewers, gave up 1 run and a couple of hits.
Yeah.
And then Tony Walters had a guy picked off at first base.
Right.
Ryan McMahon didn't apply the tag.
Right.
So the inning extended, base hit, home run, next 2 batters, and all of a sudden it's a 4-run inning.
Right.
Which is kind of things you're like, okay, well,
it's March,
spring training.
It's okay, right.
But
right. But those are the things you don't want happening a month from now.
Yeah, you look at it and you're like, that's something that you would hope that a guy could overcome.
Right, exactly.
This kid is still going.
Yeah, he's going at it, this kid. Also, he's obviously with grandparents who just could not care less.
They do not know what to do. I think the grandmother grabbed a beer at one point. Like, and the kid
God, it's like not even like a small. He's like going for it. Listen to that. Like, it's like somebody is stabbing him.
It's not like he's even crying. He's like in your ear. Like,
he really is. I don't think there are any actual tears. I think he's just screaming over there. And he keeps looking like he's looking toward. Maybe he's mad that the Verde Grill doesn't actually have Mexican food.
I think he's probably tried the pizza from the Verde Grill and was like, this is ridiculous.
He's looking over there and he's like, chicken sandwiches? Are you kidding me? This is absurd.
Let's name for Jeff Verde, from Palos Verdes, you know?
No, it's Verde. It's in honor of a guy who really enjoyed spicy chicken sandwiches.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes whole lot more sense. Yeah, I don't know.
Or is it supposed to be Verd Grill? Like the E at the end of the grill.
It's just V-E-R-D. V-E-R-D. But they added the E like they did with grill.
It's French.
That could be.
French. Verd.
There is a restaurant 2 blocks from my house called Vert, V-E-R-T, which is French for green. Maybe they just misspelled it. And that lettering up there is in green. Maybe they just misspelled it.
Okay, so I think the grandma
did something.
I think she put a little whiskey on her finger and put it in the back of the
Shut up, kid. Can't stand this kid. So annoying. Okay, well, the dad came back now.
Okay, this is kind of...
He's wearing a jersey. Cargo. Okay. Okay.
So they were
Somebody walked
fan.
By a little earlier with a Dexter Fowler jersey on, which it's been a while, man. Upgrade your wardrobe.
Listen, whatever. I got a Jason Jennings one that they gave
away. Yeah, giveaway, though. That, I think, it was an actual purchase jersey.
Yeah.
There was one other note that I wanted to get to that now I can't remember, so we'll probably skip over it. And my computer is close to dying. hey, it's a spring training edition of the Purple Dinosaur Podcast.
So next
you're
week
welcome.
we gotta have our season preview.
Yeah, we do. Edition. We do next week. The Rockies, of course, will be opening up with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and then the Atlanta Braves for the home opener, which is kind of strange and interesting.
Usually, when the Braves come to Coors, there's always something bad that happens.
Yeah, that's true.
A snow out
Wait,
or something
ready
like
for,
that.
Ready for the ballpark ambiance? Hang on.
Yeah.
I wanted to get you the trash can being pushed by us and then the sound of us each drinking beers. the Braves. Yeah, not a...
Something
not
always happens. Yeah. Especially it's going to be, late or early April, I guess.
Right.
In Denver.
Right.
Be prepared for fireworks.
It'll be, it's going to be interesting. But we'll be back to, as we said 2 weeks ago, we'll be back to weekly episodes starting this week.
Nice job.
But we will, we'll get you,
you
well,
that claim.
This is coming out on Sunday, so we'll get you an episode not this coming week, because this is your episode for this week, Mongrels. So next week, ahead of opening day, we'll have our season preview episode. Probably talk with Mike Farron or somebody else who we love. And I've got a couple of Rockies stories coming to MILB.com. Actually, by the time this is out, there will probably already be a story up on one thing or another. It'll more than likely be Brendan Rodgers today, who spent a ton of time in big league camp. Also today, got a chance to talk with Colton Welker, Rockies third base prospect, who is an alumnus of Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. I'm going to try to talk with his former high school teammate, Jesus Luzardo, who is here with the Oakland Athletics, about that whole situation. And that story will be coming up later in the week for MILB. And our prospect primers are finally coming out next week, our season previews. I got the Rockies. I talked with Zach Wilson extensively about the system today. So that's all good stuff. Don't worry about Riley Pine. He's going to be fine.
You
heard it here first, folks. Take that to the bank. I think that's it.
Let's go buy
some more beers and bad merchandise.
Let's do it.
It's gonna be great. Right. Okay, it's episode 125. We'll talk to you next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.